Blog Talk Radio.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? Protect your home with a security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Call now and get $850 of hardware and activation for free. Call 1-877-816-3377. That's 1-877-816-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions and Protect Your Home license numbers.
Hello,
everybody, and welcome. You're listening to The Leadership Focus, an internet radio show geared to everyday leadership, both at work and throughout your life. Each week, we present you with new ideas, interesting guests, and actionable strategies to help you be a better leader with a more balanced life. I'm your host, Lisa Pasbjorg, executive coach and CEO of Focus Coaching, a leadership coaching and training firm based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And tonight our topic is 1,000 Awesome Things and What Makes Life Sweeter. Our guest tonight is Neil Pasricha, author of the award-winning blog 1,000 Awesome Things, the best-selling book by the same name, and recent TED Talk presenter. Most recently, and by popular demand, Neil has come out with a second book, aptly named The Book of Even More Awesome. In it, he shares even more awesome things, things we will all recognize as sometimes touching, often laugh-out-loud funny things that make our lives sweet. We have Neil on the line now to talk with us about the topic which has made him a number one blogger and international bestseller. Welcome, Neil.
Hello, how are you?
Well, hello and welcome. Neil,
thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. This topic, I think you heard the intro, and this topic clearly resonates with a lot of people. The Vancouver Sun called it optimism for the rest of us. The New Yorker called it heartwarming and perfect for a rainy day. And Gretchen Rubin, who wrote the number one New York Times bestseller, The Happiness Project, said little things, it turns out, are extremely important to happiness, and this book will remind you of 1,000 little things that will make you happier. Why do you think you got such an extraordinary response to this topic?
Well, that's a great question, and, you know, I'm so flattered to hear comments like that, but when I started 1000awesomethings.com, I was thinking of anything but future compliments. You know, I really just started writing about awesome things because I was going through a pretty rough patch in life. I was in a really bumpy marriage that wasn't going well, and my best friend was suffering from a major depression. I just turned to the internet. I started up 1000awesomethings.com to write about finding money in your coat pocket, sleeping in new bed sheets, and wearing warm underwear out of the dryer just to cheer myself up. And if the question is, why do other people respond to that? I don't know. Maybe it's because other people are looking for something to be happy about, too.
Yeah, I imagine so. And your story is pretty interesting. Tell us about your path to getting here. What prompted you to start writing, and have you always been a writer, or did this just inspire you?
Well, I don't even think of myself as a writer, to be honest with you. I'm so flattered that people are starting to call me that. But, I'm a regular guy. I worked an office job in the suburbs of Toronto. And when I started working, I didn't really know anybody in my hometown, so it made it very lonely when I got home from work. And my wife wasn't around. We'd been married a couple of years at that point, and things were just sort of not going well between us. We had respect and trust and admiration, but something was missing. And as we slowly started growing further and further apart, my best friend Chris was suffering through a major depression. The two things sort of came to a head at the same time. My wife told me that she didn't love me anymore, and she wanted a divorce. And my best friend Chris very, very sadly ended up taking his own life. And through all this, I was finding solace in writing about one awesome thing every single day at 1000awesomethings.com. I started writing down fixing electronics by smacking them, the smell of gasoline, or peeling an orange in one shot as a way to remind myself that there is good things in life still. And the story gets crazy because, honestly, I never expected the Book of Awesome and the Book of Even More Awesome to spawn out of it. But I ended up winning this Best Blog in the World award and getting flown to New York City, where I walked a red carpet with Martha Stewart and Jimmy Fallon, and I got on stage to accept a Webby Award for Best Blog for 1,000 Awesome Things. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
When I got home, and all these agents were waiting for me, eager to offer me a book deal. And so the Book of Awesome's been very lucky. It's been number one up here now for, I think, about 60 weeks in a row, and the book of Even More Often has been on the bestseller list for the last 5 weeks. We've been very, very, very lucky, and I think it's a sign other people are looking for happiness, too.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations to you. So, you know, I'm sorry to hear all those sad things happened in your life, but what a healthy and clever way to turn that into something positive and to use that energy in a positive way. I admire you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I didn't turn to the website first. I started out by reading newspapers and turning on the TV, but all the news was out there was just about, you know, melting ice caps and the wars going on around the world, the rising unemployment, the rising gas rates, falling stock market, and there was just nothing to be happy about. And so 1000awesomethings.com was just my way to say, hey, you know, what about the time in the day we spend popping bubble wrap? Or what about the time in the day we spend, you know, smelling the bakery that we're walking beside or flipping to the cold side of the pillow in the middle of the night? And the Book of Awesome and the Book of Even More Awesome are just simple pleasures that get us away and give us a break from the news.
Yeah, I guess. So, you know, you've mentioned what purpose it served for you back then. What purpose does it serve for you now?
Well, I started writing 1000awesomethings.com back in June of 2008. And at the time, I thought 1,000 was a pretty small number. You know, you hear about Goldman Sachs making billions of dollars and millions of people being affected by earthquakes and hurricanes. So I thought 1,000, that's nothing. And it wasn't until a couple weeks into it, a friend of mine wrote me an email and said, listen, man, I don't know if you did the math, but to write 1,000 awesome things every single weekday is going to take you 4 years straight. So here we are in 2011. I know, I didn't do the math when I started. I should have called it 100 awesome things. And I've only done 3/4 of the blog. So, so far, the Book of Awesome has come out. It's in its 20th printing now, and it's been translated into about 12 or 13 languages. We just got Portuguese and Japanese in the last 2 days. And the Book of Even More Awesome has come out. They turned it into a calendar. And I'm pretty clear that my purpose of the blog is always what it was, which is I come home from work every night. I'm wearing a button-up shirt right now. I just got home from work about 10 minutes ago, and I wear a button-up shirt. I come home. I undo the buttons. I sit down at the computer, and I write about one thing that made me happy that day. That's it. And I my goal is to do that for 1,000 straight weekdays. That's why it's called 1,000 Awesome Things. And I won't be happy. I won't be done until next year when I finish and I get to number one.
That's great. That's great. So do you have a few favorites among the awesome things? I mean, there's
well,
so
sure.
many.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, there are so many. I mean, awesome things really are the simple, free, universal little pleasures that we all know and love. We just don't talk about enough. It's things like pouring just enough milk in your bowl of cereal in the morning. It's when the waitress brings you a free refill without asking at a restaurant. It's, you know, when you get called up to the dinner buffet before all the other tables at a wedding. It's those little moments that make you smile and think to yourself, awesome. And those forms of pleasure, I think, you know, add up to minutes and days and eventually our lives. And when we look back at the high highs of weddings and the low lows of funerals, we may also see in between them all the little tiny joys that came when, you know, a baby fell asleep on you or you stopped pumping your gas perfectly at $20 even. And if the Book of Awesome and the Book of Even More Awesome do anything well, I think it's that it reminds us all that there's so much to be happy about every day.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I read both your books, actually. But my favorite, you already named one of them, is When a Baby Falls Asleep on You.
You know, so nice.
Yeah, everybody that's experienced that, I think, just kind of goes, And I like,
well, yeah,
too.
I don't have kids, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when and if you have kids, it'll be even more enjoyable. You know, and not just with your
probably.
Kids, with other people's kids, too. Another favorite I have is When the Windshield Wipers Match the Beat of the Music You're Listening To.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a beautiful moment. It happens so rarely, but when you notice it, it's so fun. And that's what these awesome things are all about. They're simple, they're free. It's finally peeing after holding it forever. It's pulling up to a parking meter and having extra time left over. It's, you know, getting an empty row to yourself on an airplane or finding your keys after looking forever. It is little things that make a big thing, a big difference in our days and I think in our lives.
Yeah, I like to point people in the parking lot to my parking spot if it still has time on the meter.
Oh, yeah, and you leave, maybe sometimes you leave a little ticket for them, too.
Yeah, yeah, here it is. And another favorite of mine is when your pet notices you're in a bad mood and comes to see you.
Yes, yes, that one is, I have people that, you know, write me letters and send me emails. I probably get about 100 a day now where people say, you know what, entry in the Book of Awesome or the Book of Even More Awesome struck a nerve. Is that one about pets or little ones like tripping and realizing nobody saw you or waking up before the alarm clock and realizing you still got an hour left to sleep. Or smelling rain on a hot sidewalk. And I've got to the point now where I'm so flattered because, you know, preachers are saying they read from the Book of Awesome at sermons. Teachers are saying, hey, I used the Book of Even More Awesome as a homework assignment. And my sixth graders created a wall of awesome. So the kids come into school and they write down what's one awesome thing every day. They send me pictures of, like, what the wall looks like. And so I kind of feel like there's a bit of an awesome movement going on right now where a lot of us are just getting frustrated with looking on the downside, and we want to just remember how great we have it. We are, you know, the only species out there that has so many beautiful little tiny luxuries around us, and it's fun to stop and appreciate them all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I do a lot of work with optimism and appreciative inquiry, and there's a lot of overlap with the study of both of those in your book. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I can't claim to be much in the way of, I mean, those are big words, and I very much would love to learn more, but I can't pledge to really know much about them other than
okay.
I like it.
Well,
you know, yeah.
Well, for instance, in the study of optimism and learning to be, and positive psychology, and learning to be happier, basically. I mean, positive psychology is it's defined as what makes life worth living, not, you know, you always go around with a goony smile on or something. And, you know, that's what we're learning in the research, is what makes life worth living is, you know, after a certain point, not more money, not necessarily big dramatic events, although they're great for a short time, but it's these small things and noticing and appreciating them that give richness and pleasure and make our day and our world pleasant and nice to be in.
Wow. Really, I think that's a great, whoever did that study, I think is smart, because I think that this very
One of the exercises that I give clients, you know, I'm an executive coach, and I give clients who are wanting to become happier or more positive or just more satisfied with their life, is a classic positive psychology exercise. And what you do basically is on a daily basis, usually at night, you know, ideally right before you go to bed, is you write down five things. Either there's a couple ways to do it. One is five things you're grateful for, or another is just five good things about that day.
Yeah.
And it might be, you know, it was cooler today when the last 3 days have been in the 90s. It might be, you know, I got a parking space in 5 minutes instead of in 25 minutes. It might be, you know, it might be any one of these things in your Book of Awesome or even more awesome. But listing those and thinking about those and focusing on those, and ideally right before you go to sleep, so you're thinking positive things. About what you're worried about tomorrow and what might go wrong or what the last scary thing was on the news. And it's shown over and over again in research that when you do that stuff on a regular basis, it literally changes not only your gratitude level and your appreciation, but it changes how positive you are and how happy you are in life, that set point moves with that exercise. So I just think about it as I'm reading your books and looking at your blog. And how connected that is. So,
well,
what would you like?
Flattered.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm flattered.
Yeah, Yeah, I think there's a big connection. A lot of synergy between that. So you've already told me that lots of people have written to you and emailed you, I imagine, too, and have been in touch. Are there any of those things, any of those stories, anybody in particular that really stands out as somebody that you'll remember or is exceptional?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I love the people that write me and say, hey, you know, high five, man, like, you know, I'm a kid from the other side of the world, and I love, you know, these little things just as much as you do. But the ones that mean the most to me are sort of the serious ones that probably come in, you know, maybe once or twice a week, and those are folks that have said to me as serious things as, you know, I'm so sorry that you lost your friend to suicide, but I take some encouragement that the Book of Awesome has helped me through a difficult patch in my own life, and they often go into details, very, very hard details about stories that end up making me feel very, very lucky. And I think it's a sign that, you know, the Book of Awesome and the Book of Even More Awesome, although from one perspective they can be trite and they can be very simple, from another perspective they can put us out of our own heads. They can take us away from the broken hearts or tough relationships or very tough working conditions, and they help us realize that, hey, we are our own people, we're in our own heads, we can choose to have a good attitude, and we can choose to enjoy life. The Book of Awesome never preaches that and never talks about it that way, but it reminds us how many things we have to be thankful for. Waking up to the smell of sizzling bacon is an awesome thing, and if you remind yourself of that and you make yourself bacon, then you might be happy for the next 20 minutes and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And I think for many people, the key is the noticing. You know, all this stuff
yeah.
is there, and it's the tuning into it and noticing. And I think one of the things that your books do are encourage people to notice those things and go, oh, yeah, I love that. And just, you know, to take, you know, even 10, 15 seconds to just sort of breathe it in or, you know, appreciate the beauty or, you know, love the good karma that this worked
yeah.
this time. Yeah. And, you know, for some people, it's even take it as a sign this is going to be a good day, you know, that it shifts their mood. So what would you like your work, your writing, your books, the blog, what would you like them to do for people?
Well, I'm flattered to be asked that, but I would never presuppose, you know, a directive for the 1000awesomethings.com or either of the two books of awesome, because I think that, like anything anybody ever chooses to put out in the world, whether that's a photograph on Facebook or whether that's a blog on the internet like mine, or an open letter in the newspaper, it's not about how you put it out. It's about how people take it in, and people can choose to internalize these things any way they want. I mean, I get letters from 85-year-old grandmas in hospitals saying, thank you for reminding me of the awesome things in my life. And then I get kids sending me little pictures of them saying, I think bubbles are awesome, and tiny little things that just add to their list. And I don't know what the awesome movement can do for people, but I do think that it's very, very personal, and it's very, very much up to people to decide that. And I'm flattered that they're even interested in reading things I write. That's more than enough for me.
Good. Good. So where do you go from here? What's your do you take it to the next level?
Yeah.
Write something else?
Well, it's funny you ask that.
Is it a
yeah.
movement? Do you go international and speak? What do you do after this?
Mm-hmm. And I've been flattered, you know, that people have been asking me stuff like this. I know that when I was 20 years old, I mean, I'm 31 now, but when I was 20, I lived my whole life in the future. You know, I had all these things set out for me I was going to do when I was 30. I was going to have a great job. I was going to be married. My wife and I were going to have kids. We'd probably live in a really nice house, and if we were lucky, have a nice car, too. None of those things happened. I don't have a wife. I have a divorce. I don't have kids. And I don't live in a house. I live in a cramped apartment downtown. But what that's taught me is that I don't need things or visions or goals of long-term me to make today me happy. The Book of Awesome is a reminder of how many simple things I have in my own life already. And I've found that when I continue to focus on today and on the positive of every single moment we have, I end up being a bit better of a friend at dinner because I'm listening more as opposed to talking more. And I think I end up having richer relationships with my parents and my sister and my girlfriend. And so I don't know what future me has got in store, and I don't pretend to want to plan it. Life is short, and it's fragile, and it's delicate, and whatever awesome things happen to me, I will be a lucky person for them, but I don't know what's going to happen next.
I like that open to what's coming my way, and it sounds like it's tinged with, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, the truth is that we all get to choose our attitude every day. I mean, we wake up in the morning and we decide, is today going to be a good day or not? And if it is, you got free will. You can make it a good day. You can spot something that you enjoy. If you pick the perfect nacho off someone else's plate, if you're sleeping with one leg out of the covers and one leg underneath them, if you enjoy the smell of the coffee aisle in the grocery store or any little thing, you know, hitting a string of green lights on your way home from work, feeling an orange in one shot, or finding out your birthday's on a Friday next year, there are so many things to be happy about. And the Book of Awesome is my personal reminder, and I think everyone, if you wanted me to give people a directive, I'd say write down what's awesome to you. That makes you happier. It certainly did for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it making you happier now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, recovering from major life issues takes time and takes talking and it takes support. And I'm very, very lucky that I had all of those things. But the cherry on top was writing about 1,000 awesome things every day and being lucky enough to live a life where I have relationships and people that I care about in them. And, you know, I think that's all we can all ask for. And if we're lucky enough to have people that care about us and lives that we love, then, yeah, we are happy.
Do you ever get contacted by people, Neil, that really have serious problems and they want you to help them with their problems?
I mean, if anything ever gets to be that, you know, very, very serious, I typically refer people to getting professional help. I have a very, very high amount of respect for professionals, and I'm not one, you know, let's be blunt. I'm a guy who works an office job in the burbs. You know, I grew up, you know, just around the corner. I don't have any special designation to qualify me to tell people what to do. I just like reminding myself that life's pretty good, and I write about 1,000 awesome things every single day. And I'm flattered that people contact me, but at the same time, if someone's like, hey, listen, I'm in a big piece of trouble, I say, I highly recommend getting a therapist. I highly recommend talking to somebody. There's nothing you can do except search for experts to help you, and we're very lucky we live in a world where there are a lot of people out there that can offer services.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. I would imagine at least every now and then you get somebody that reaches out to you in a way, and they clearly have things going on that would benefit from getting some professional help, so... That's nice to hear that you're doing that. I actually am a therapist and have been for more than 20 years and, you know, built all my coaching, training, and certification on top of that. So it makes for a nice foundation for what I do because I really understand how people think and what motivates them and what kinds of things get in the way for them. But I feel very strongly that many, many people who are going through painful life things, this stuff is helpful, but it's not the only thing, of course, that they need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I have a book I have to recommend to you. I'm writing a newsletter literally today to go out to my mailing list, and it's how to have your best summer ever, because, you know, we're on the cusp of summer, at least according to the calendar, and it always flashes by, and I want people to get to the end, and instead of going, oh, it's over, and I didn't get to do this, and I feel so bad I didn't do this, and I didn't do the things that I most wanted to do, to help them with some exercises to do that. But one of the things I'm referencing in the article is this book that I think you'd really like, given what you've been just talking to me about. It's by Jackie Kelm, K-E-L-M, and it's called
okay.
The Joy of Appreciative Living.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then the subtitle is Your 28-Day Plan to Greater Happiness in 3 Incredibly Easy Steps. And what she talks about is those small things in your life that bring you joy. And she talks about waking up in the morning and saying, what can I do today that will bring more joy to my life? You know, and sometimes it's something very small. So it's really connected to the kind of thing you're writing about. And some of those are random, of course, and arbitrary, but some of those you could create yourself. You know, if you know
Absolutely.
The smell of this is wonderful to you, you could bring it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if a particular kind of music always is uplifting to you, you could find ways to integrate that more into your workday, for instance. But I bet you'd like that because it's very much connected to the kind of thinking that you're describing. So
well, I will check it out. Thank you very much for the recommendation.
Yeah, we're just about out of time. Thank you so much. Let's let people know where your blog is and how to reach you, and then we'll sign off.
Sure. My blog is 1000awesomethings.com. And if you want to reach me, my email address is right on the side, 1000awesomethings@gmail.com.
That's very easy. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for joining us tonight on the Leadership Focus, the show which gives you new ideas, interesting guests, and actionable strategies to help you be an incredible leader with a more balanced life. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you have, please go to blogtalkradio.com and become a friend and make us a favorite. To sign up for our free newsletter with more tips and strategies you can use, go to focuscoaching.net on the web. That's focuscoaching.net on the web. Until next time, this is your host, Lisa Pospiel, urging you to be a better leader